With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino El Magico.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday, January 10th. Got a pretty short show. I think there's really nothing going on. I know.
Oh, yeah, really, really,
last,
really
famous short. Last words.
I know. We should make it a drinking game every week. Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff we've got. Let's see. With Sylph, we've got the All-Star Invitationals. They went out. We got a winner of our Team Rocket Strikes Back.
Do we have a winner? I thought we just declared that a no contest and shut the entire thing down.
Be quiet.
Well, we got to talk about it because it's like his first win. So
yeah, it's a must.
Then we've got our draft starting, and it looks like there's something going on with that. There's a sad face in the notes.
We'll talk about that later.
Then we've got, let's see, we got Community Day coming up, two Community Days, a new old legendary boss. It's oldish.
New in air quotes. It's a different fast or charge move, so yeah. New.
Yep. And then we'll go over how we did so far today with Sinnoh and Great League back. And then we've got a whole bunch of fun questions. So, but before we get started, let's see how everybody's week was going. Wildcat, how was your week?
As far as Poco, my week was nearly dead. So I don't know if you've seen in Kentucky, we got 10 inches of snow on Thursday. It started snowing at 10:01 a.m., did not stop snowing until 11 p.m.
That's gross.
Oh, it was absolutely gross. So that kind of killed my normal play that I would have went out and played on the weekends. And then Sunday, it started raining before I woke up and did not stop raining the entire day. So there was my other play day gone. So I just, nothing. I did hop on and stream a little. Dino and I hopped on. We did some master streaming, which, weird world, isn't it?
Wow.
more shocking for Wildcat than me.
Yeah. And that's what happens when Astro builds us these nice looking layouts. We got to use them.
Someone's got to use them.
You should be thanking him. Yeah, you should be thanking him, because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have gotten that 5-0.
That is true. Yeah, so I had Lyles help me put a team together. It was Dialga, Mewtwo, and who was the third?
Is it Mamoswine?
Mamoswine.
Yeah.
And it pulled a 5-0 out on the last set of the night, so...
Yeah, that was fun. That boosted you up for today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dino, how was your week?
Boring. I didn't really do much. Like, well, I got sick. So there was that. So I had to stay in. And so besides that, you know, just playing Master League, I went like super low in GBL Dave, even though like I just did it for the Stardust. I need to build my roster up for Master League. I'm getting tired of not like kind of skipping out. They kind of like forced us this time around because there was no like other like Little Cup or Great League to play instead. So now we got kind of stuck doing that. So that just like opened up my eyes that I need to like at least invest into level 40 legendary Pokemon. So yeah. Besides that, nothing too much actually at all. It was pretty boring. Very actually played less than usual. So nothing crazy here. What about you, Chris?
I don't know. I did more, I would say, grinding. I still was doing my rocket battles like all over the place because I finally was yesterday, right? Was it yesterday that I did it? No, Saturday. I think it was Saturday.
What's today? When are we? Where are we?
Today's Monday. Was it yesterday? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. It was this weekend sometime.
But I finally maxed out my Volby. So
no, I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't yesterday.
So that, you know, I'm just trying to, now I just got to best buddy it. I played a couple sets here and there of Master League, but like Dina was saying, like I realize that this could be something that's going to happen more often where we're kind of forced into it, and realize that I need to invest in some more Master League Pokemon, especially since I did not play a single set Saturday.
Oh, wow. I played one set Saturday, lost to some of the worst lag I've seen. I had the same thing happen today. I lost an entire Pokemon before I could throw one fast charge or fast move.
Wow.
Yeah, I had that happen 3 out of my 5 matches in my one set I played on Saturday, and I was like, okay, walking away, not even going to attempt this.
Yeah.
What set?
A lot of people were.
Do you guys actually, this event, the spawns are good.
Like, I enjoy it.
I'm enjoying the spawns. It's just, I don't know why I'm not wanting to get out and grind as much. I think a lot of it's this time of year for me. Up, you know, up northern south here, because we're not northern, we're southern still, but, you know, north of you, y'all. It's cold. It went from being like 70 around Christmas to it's 20s with like single digit wind chills.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's not terrible down here. Like, it's still in the 80s, but I haven't really felt the need to like, okay. So for example, so my wife was out of town this weekend. She took the baby and her son, and I had my kids, you know, here at home. So I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect. Like, I'll be able to, you know, they'll want to go out, you know, spend the whole day Saturday at the park or something like that. And yeah, no, that didn't happen. Like, I woke up, I said, you guys want to go catch some Pokemon? They pulled up their phones, they looked at what was going on, and they're like, nah, we're okay.
Like, nah, we're there going was, to spawns.
Well, because normally I can get them on like a raid. Like, normally there's like a legendary or something like that that they don't have, so I can get them on, you know, hey, let's go to the park, because there's always people there doing the raids and stuff like that, so it's easier. But they're like, oh, we already have this one, we don't need any more of this.
There's no desire there if you don't like really PvP and you're more like of a just collecting the Pokemon.
Yeah. And there was no, there wasn't anything that I could like, I couldn't sell them on anything. Like, there was nothing that
there's Onyx all over the place, and it has a boosted shiny rate. I got another Onyx. So,
yeah, but they're more of the, we want to catch like the new ones, and then we want to catch the legendaries and stuff like that. Opposed to, let's see how many shinies, like they're excited when they catch a shiny. But it's more like we want to catch the new ones and the ones, you know, that we see in our shows and stuff like that. So we ended up playing laser tag Saturday for like 3 hours.
Nice.
Nice.
The next day I woke up and I had a hard time getting out of bed from running around.
Oh my God.
Running around so much.
Don't you love how playing with your kids reminds you how old you are?
Gosh, man. Well, no, I'll say this. The last 30 minutes that we were playing, I was one like, come on, we got one more game, one more game, one more game. They were like, can we stop?
I remember all of a sudden you became the kid.
Yeah. We went to with a couple of our neighbors. We went to a Nerf gun place one time. Oh, and awesome. The only problem I had with it, they didn't have like a bin where you could like load the Nerf bullets in or anything from above. You had to scoop, hold them, and load them yourself. That next morning, I woke up and my legs and back were just like, why would you ever do this again? Squatting, it was so much fun at the time, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little out of shape.
Yeah. So the whole time we were the whole time we were playing laser tag, I just kept thinking about that episode where Barney tries to get what's his name? Why can't I think of the main guys?
I don't even know what show you're talking about. There's many Barneys in shows.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Ted?
Yeah. He gets keep telling Ted to suit up, and then they go play, was it laser tag?
And I thought Robin ended up going with him in that situation. I didn't think Ted would go, and Robin went.
There's a couple laser tag episodes, I believe.
Yeah.
But the whole time,
God, I love that show. are you excited for the spinoff?
I didn't even know there was one.
Oh, How I Met Your Father is coming to Hulu directly.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And who was it? They just signed a big name actress, and I can't remember who it was that I got real excited for.
Hmm. That's interesting. Speaking of, sad news, not related to Pokemon whatsoever, but this dude was, at least my growing up, a huge, huge part of my childhood. I mean, I watched Full House all the time, like every Friday night for TGIF, watching Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. And still one of my favorite scenes in all movies is the scene from Half Baked where he stands up and he's like, I smoked dick, whatever. Yes. And then he's like, I seen him do it. It's, you know, we lost Bob Saget, and that was, I don't, celebrity like deaths don't really like hit me, but like that one kind of like,
it kind of got me. It was a part of that, and Boy Meets World was like my two favorite shows growing up.
Yeah.
And even with Fuller House, like just seeing him come back and the old, even with him being so old, he was still just what I wanted him to be. And I loved Fuller House because they let him be a little bit more his actual self. Because if you ever have you watched his stand up ever before?
He's
awful. He's hilarious, but he's awful.
He's hilariously awful.
It's just, I love how he talks so proudly about how he did so much cocaine during the filming of Full House.
That's crazy. I think have you guys ever heard of the show Entourage?
Yeah. Oh, he was in Entourage. Those were some of the best episodes because he was turned up to 11.
Baller, right? Like he was like a baller in Entourage, like with like girls all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So they basically just took his personality and cranked it up to 11. But yeah, it was sad. I was taken back by that. So, but yeah. So besides that, that was pretty much my week. I mean, I guess there's a really good way to transition from someone dying to back into Pokemon.
No, not at all. Just do it.
Yeah. So all right. Well, let's go ahead. And we'll talk some self stuff.
Self Arena News.
I had like a massive brain fart, like going into that segment. I just didn't know what to say. It's like,
you're good.
Let's see. So what's going on? So All-Star Invitationals went out this week, or they're already out?
This weekend. I think it was. Weekend?
And that's from the, what? That's going to start the 16th through the 23rd. So it's the top 64 competitors in each region?
I think it was in each region. I know, I think one of our Patreons, one of our Discord members got an invite, actually.
Oh,
for the awesome. EMEA region.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
I did not, if anyone was wondering.
No.
So 64 competitors will be split into 8 teams, with each member tackling a unique arena Great League meta. Make sure you check your invites. It's in that little notification thing in the top corner of the website. If you don't know, if you've never seen it, I never knew it was there for the longest time until we started Factions and then I saw it. The day this episode comes out will be your last day to RSVP. So if you haven't and you're hearing this, do it right away. Otherwise, I think they take like the next person.
Yeah, then they'll just go through and there's a wait list and it's kind of just next man up situation.
Yeah. So we got that going on. And then today started registration for Sylph Factions, the third cycle. So that's pretty exciting.
And I think they're reducing the number of pools again, aren't they, this time?
Yeah, from what I understand is they are combining the open and qualifying pools, or you know, section, whatever they are, to into one. So it'll be a little more, I guess, competitive in that area. So that'll be fun. Hopefully we'll do as good as we did this last cycle. I think we only lost one.
We lost twice. We lost to the team that won overall, and then we lost the last week. No, we tied the last week.
Tied the last week.
Yeah.
Might as well have been a loss. It's like, what do they say? Yeah. A tie is like kissing your sister or something.
I don't have any sisters, so I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you did in your family.
It's from a movie somewhere. It's from some sports movie, so... If someone knows what it is, let me know. Because I
was just going to go with Ricky Bobby, and if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, first or last, yeah. So that's going on. They announced, what is it? It's Cave Battlefield for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's going to be that. And then what was the other one? Fusion?
No, was it Fusion?
It's an older meta. Hold on. Let's see. I should have had this up and looked.
Fusion.
Yeah, I was looking at that and I was like, yeah, I want nothing to do with that fusion. So I made sure I told everyone, I was like, I'm doing the cave. No one's changing my mind on that.
I mean, cave looks like if you don't have a dry algae, you might not want to go anywhere near it, because that thing looks very dominant in the cavemen.
Yeah. I mean, I have one, so I'm good with that. I do not. But the fusion one is just like, okay, so for those of you who didn't play this when it was a meta, were you guys playing during this one?
I don't believe I was.
I don't recall either. Probably not.
So it's all species with charge moves that cost less than 50,000 stardust are permitted. Except Azu, Medichan, Dewgong, Scrafty, Jellicent, Nidoqueen, and Diggersby. Pokemon must be 15 CP or lower.
15 CP? Wow. 10 CP.
1500 CP. So, I mean, I'm looking at it. Like, I look at the eligible Pokemon, and it's just, I need something a little more restricted than this.
it reminds me of something that we may be talking about in a few weeks. That's all I'll say.
Really? Really? But the cave one is interesting. So it's all species with bug, dark, dragon, flying, and rock types. Bastion, Probopass, Regirock, Scrafty, Togekiss, Heracross, Skarmory, Altaria, and Mantine are all banned, and then it's your 1500 CP cap. So it looks to me, this looks, I like anything where it has like a mix of flying and dragon and dark. And
so what about that number 3 ranked Pokemon? What do you think about it, Astro?
The number 3 ranked Pokemon?
Yeah.
In what?
In cave.
In the cave?
Yeah.
The Caracosta?
Oh, he got it. Oh, I tried to set him up and he got it.
I know
it.
That one. I know that, though. I know it.
I don't think I've ever seen Caracosta ranked in any cup before.
I've seen it, like, ranked, but not, like, this high. Like, maybe in, like, the low 20s, like, high 30s. But,
yeah, this is another one where I'm, like, I'm seeing the number 7 and it's Aggron.
Yeah.
Like, when do you see that in top 10?
But this is why I want to play this cup so bad, is because of the ones that are there. And I actually have... I hatched two of the turtles like a long time ago. I think we got them for something. There was one turtle who was in eggs.
They were in eggs and they were really rare in the wild. But they were still fairly rare. That and yeah. Archon.
Yeah. And then it was in, what's it called? We got it in like one of the researches.
Was level 45 special research, I think.
Yeah.
Or 40, 43 or 45, one or the other.
Yeah. So I got one. I mean, IVs were terrible, but I had no one to mirror trade it with. So I just built it. Never got to use it. Never had a chance. So maybe.
So here's your time.
Yeah, for real. And then number 4 here, Bonsly XL. I don't know.
Which people are using now in Sinnoh.
Really?
Really? I have not seen one. I will say, if you want a counter user, drop on down to number 8 and take Excavalier.
Yeah.
It's going to resist the other counter users and beat them.
You mean you don't want to roll a Sudowoodo? You don't still have yours made from whatever cup that was?
I didn't make one.
Oh, look at you. I remember everyone was going, oh, I have a Sudowoodo. I need to get one. So
that or go. Just go with Obstagoon. We all know that's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, these look fun. So that... I think registrations end the end of the week.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So make sure your teams are signed up. The one thing that they did say in one of the posts was they're not going to allow you to register if your team isn't filled. So if you have a spot, open, make sure you fill that like quickly because they won't let you like, I think last time you were allowed to register, this time they won't let you register for the cycle. So and then we wrapped up our Team Rocket Strikes Back Cup, and before we announce the winner, how did you do, Wildcat?
I plead the fifth.
This is like talking back to just basically picking what you had, right?
Yeah, this one I performed very poorly. I think I ended up going 2-2, actually. So I went 500, which is impressive considering I had 5 Pokemon weak to ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
which is
funny because if you would have faced me, I only have one Pokemon that has ground moves.
Nidoqueen, who'd you have that had ground?
Toxie.
Oh, Toxie. Yeah. That's it. Toxie was an issue for me.
Oh, okay then.
I went basically Ofer.
You got one win, even if it is a bye, it counts.
It doesn't count.
It counts.
It doesn't count.
So who won?
There's a reason I'm saying it doesn't count.
Clearly.
Clearly. No. it was fun. I just did not have a team good enough to compete there. So but we did have a winner. It was a sweep, right?
The broom did come out.
The broom came out. Yes, it did. So
for the first time.
he won, let's see, 3-0-1.
So I got a tie.
Zero
so
losses and a bye.
I'll be completely honest. I will be confident winning the first round either way.
Look at that. Look at that.
The smack talk. Let him sweep one tournament. He turns all cocky on us.
There you go.
No.
There you go.
I got to defend myself, guys. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. So congratulations to our very own Dino El Magico for sweeping the tournament.
Dino, do you want to walk us through your team?
Sure. So ironically enough, before I do say it, I didn't even have like anything in mind. You know, I love Ash, but I didn't even think about like purposely using any of his Pokemon. So I had
three of
for
them
for the first. Yeah, three of them. Three of them that were his. I had Shadow Venusaur, Shadow Charizard, Shadow Snorlax, Greninja, Victini, and Toxicroak. Honestly, like, I barely even use Greninja, but I kind of thought he'd be good just seeing like how many people, just seeing like what the meta was for this. And I think I used it once, but overall, I would say that I know that Lyle, Jeff said that he hated my Snorlax because it was Shadow and the Licks did a lot. Victini was another one that I don't really use that much, but I love how, I think it's 4 to V-Create, I think is the move that it has. And that thing hits hard. Like, it was hitting hard to even Pokemon that resisted it, and it was fun. It was like an overheat, I believe. I think it's, I don't know if it's, is it stronger or about the same as overheat? Do you know, Wildcat or
I think
or
it's Astro? A little stronger, actually, but it also... Yeah.
It has like 2 times the debuff, like
two x debuff, right?
So those, that Victini did impress me on it. I did use Venusaur a couple of times, and oh my god, the frenzy plan, that just insane. And for Charizard, I think most people expected me to use Fire Spin because on the custom meta in PV Poke, it did say Fire Spin, but I went ahead and used Dragon Breath, and that thing as Shadow melted so many things, and it was just beautiful to like just see it. And people panic switch because like you would have like, I don't know, someone like Greninja is fragile, and you would just see its health like go slowly down. So it was a very fun cup, and I did enjoy it a lot.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, even though I got a buy.
Hey, I think one of Miami Doc's early sweeps in one of our tournaments was a buy as well. It counts. Who cares if it's a buy or not? It counts.
Yeah, it counts.
So, I'll get up there one day so I don't have to get a buy anymore.
To do that, you're actually going to start ranking your tournaments.
See, actually, this is actually, well, since we're in the subsection, I'll mention this now because it's actually, I think, very helpful for anyone that's going to be playing in tournament in April. Is it April 1st, right?
If they ever give us any details.
Yeah. If it's still happening. Because I thought about it. I'm like, in order to be prepared, like, I wanted to be prepared to, like, the fullest. And I got to still, like, start doing, like, sylph preparations because they give you, like, certain metas. And I just want to be prepared for any kind of, like, meta they're going to give you on that term. And doing just GBL, I feel like it's just open Great League or open Ultra. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Great League. I feel like I'm not going to be too prepared. And I feel like this kind of gets me going into strategizing a little bit better. So that's kind of why, yeah, expect me to do a little bit more self now.
Yeah, speaking of strategizing, that talks perfectly into what we're going to start this week.
What's that? Oh, on Friday.
Wait, what?
We start our draft. It's draft 2.0 now?
Draft 2.0, and holy crap, we're stepping it up.
I know.
Last year, when we did this, it's last year now. Wow.
Yeah.
We had 26 competitors. Do you guys know what we have right now?
I just know my Stardust is crying right now.
It's 34 competitors signed up.
That's 10 more? Is
it? Nearly. It's eight more. So do you know how many Pokemon that means we're going to have either banned or drafted?
34.
It's like 68.
68?
68 bans.
Jesus.
Another 204 drafted. That means there's 272 Pokemon that's going to be used as part of this cup.
Is registration closed or is it?
It is not. Registration Friday. Keeps going until we start drafting on Friday, about 8 p.m. Eastern. With that being said, I know for those that drafted with us last year, we did use the bot, Seagull Assistant Bot. He is in the middle of a rewrite, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to get the draft function done for this. So we're going to be doing this kind of a more manual way. So it's going to take us a little longer for all those that are drafting. We apologize up front, but it's still going to be fun. And the spreadsheet, myself, Dino, Astro, Siegel, Miami Doc, will ensure the spreadsheet stays up to date at every single pick.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be watching the Discord. We're going to be making sure that stays up to date for you. But yeah, 34 people signed up. We actually literally had someone join the Patreon or join the server today simply because they wanted to do the draft with us.
That's insane.
It's a lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun.
It's one of my favorite tournaments.
Yeah. It's fun. I enjoy it. it's just, it's fun because it's a, everyone like, yes, like we promote, you know, community and friends and, you know, not being a dick. And this is, and it's not like we are being dicks, but it's like that one, like, cup that everyone just talks so much trash in, and it's so much fun.
And for those that are new, that are not in North American time zones, just be prepared for waves and waves of being tagged.
We're gonna apologize to fish. We're gonna
it's not just fish this time. So you have Dark Ice, you have Modders, you have JDGX. We have a lot in Europe and Australia as well. Chipsy over in Australia.
Yeah.
So we apologize up front for what is going to happen.
Yeah.
But we're also not going to put a stop to it.
Just everyone.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Wear a thick skin during this and just know it's all in good fun. I'm sure I'm going to get bitched at a bunch because I'll probably get my pick will come up during the middle of a work day and I probably won't be able to do it right away. I'll get texts and I'll get messages and all kinds of stuff, but maybe I'll just make you all wait until I get done with work, like 8 p.m.
I expect this draft to take almost a full week with this many people.
Yeah.
And just know you better have, for those, this is the first time they're ever doing a draft. You better have at least 4 Pokemon in mind, because 90% of the time what will happen is the 3 people in front of you are going to take the 3 things you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did like last time too. Even before, I think I literally ended up picking 5 Pokemon ahead, and all 4 of them, I ended up 1 left. I'm like, holy crap, that was close. Like, I would have panicked and had to maybe get even a crappier Pokemon without thinking. So maybe even 5 or more if you can. Like, it's just to think that much ahead.
Yeah. So if you're looking, if you do it like this, and this is where I think it's fun, if you pull up the Great League rankings on PvPoke and you knock out the top 68, your number one here is Primeape.
Oh, it's actually worse than that, because here's the thing: Shadows and regular count as one ban. So if I ban Hypno, I ban Shadow Hypno as well. So I actually did a custom ranking just so we could talk here.
Yeah.
If I ban on the custom rankings when I just assume no shadows, for example, you're number 65. Oh, actually, I need to ban more because I didn't ban Megas. Let me 69. Ban Megas. Because I was like, Abomasnow, there's no way he's that far down. Mega Abomasnow was number 65 in this simulation. But yeah, so it is spinning. I am making PvPoke very sad. Sorry, Kakuna.
but let's see what
Here we go. Here we go. It just came back. Number 65 will be Slurpuff. 66, Ferrothorn, Golbat, Snorlax, Drapion. I mean, you got some good ones in there still. But keep in mind, you won't get just the first 64 banned.
Yeah.
That second ban round, you're going to sit there and go, why do we need to even bother? There's nothing left anyways. And the people start banning in that second ban round. You're like, oh no. And then round 6, you're just scrambling and picking whatever you can come across. It's very fun. And very disheartening.
Normally the first round, someone will ban Drifblim or Trevenant for Wildcat. They're going to ban Sableye for Dino. Mm-hmm. And then,
or Swampert.
Hypno gets banned pretty quickly. Bastiodon gets banned pretty quickly.
Yeah,
Galarian Stunfisk.
Toxicroak. Really? All those. So
somehow Toxicroak round did not get banned last time.
Right?
Don't know how we screwed that up so badly.
So weird. Just no one ban Slurpuff.
I was just thinking I really want to draft Hariyama. So if no one could ban that for me, that'd be really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And let the mind games begin.
Everybody ban that demon bird Pidgey out.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's right. It was auto banned last time because it was bugged.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We actually have to use a ban on it this time.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun. I like I said, I enjoy it. I enjoy all aspects of this. And even the trash talk and getting, you know, deleting my Swallet that I drafted and then having to scramble and find one.
Oh, that is minute. a good important note. You do not have to have the Pokemon built at the time you draft it. You correct. Will get until the tournament starts to lock in your CP.
Yes,
that so is correct. We typically give 2 to 3 days after the draft is finished for everyone to get their teams locked in. So yeah. If you have something you want to build and you don't have it completely finished yet, go ahead and draft it.
Yeah,
like my Diggersby that I am just not wanting to drop 400,000 dust into. If I draft it, I have to drop the dust.
Yeah, I think Fish did that. He drafted Goodra, and he had to go grind to get that ready.
Yeah, and I think he ended up actually hating it after he used it in the tournament.
That's probably what happens. That's what happens with everyone. The one you're like, I draft now, I got to build it. And then you hate it. So, but yeah, so that starts on Friday. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday and you're not in the Discord, you have what time are we closing it on Friday? Like
8 p.m. 9? Eastern.
Okay. So you have until 8
p.m. There will be multiple tags at the Battletoads. And if you don't have the Battletoads roll and you're in the Discord, make sure to get the Battletoads roll.
Yeah, because that's where we're going to do it, so we don't annoy the people who aren't doing the draft with all the stuff that's going on with it. So that's pretty much that's what's going on in Sylph. We're probably, end of the month, another week, 2 weeks before we find out what our next meta is going to be?
I would say the week of the 24th.
Yeah, so let's go ahead then and move over to the in-game news.
It's the in-game news!
Right. So light news this week. So let's start off with what's coming up. I guess the first thing, even though the first thing coming up would be on January 15th, we've got a kind of like what we teased in the beginning of the show, a old Pokemon with a new revision, I guess you would say. Genesect is coming back to raids.
Without the shiny possibility.
Yes. And with the shock drive this time. So if you're super into Genesect and you need to get it, whatever, get one. But just remember, there is no shiny. So if you're, you know, trying to grab, you know, that red one, it's not going to happen. So just hang tight until I don't know if they'll do it again for a while.
With it being a mythical, it probably won't be shiny for a long time. I think when Genesect came out in Go was the first time shiny Genesect was made available in North America, actually. So, I mean, you're talking mythicals in the overall Pokemon world. Being shiny is pretty rare. So
yeah.
Take advantage of them when you do have a chance to get them.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool looking shiny. I think I have three. I got three the last time it was available.
I got two, sent one to home, kept one and go, I think.
Yeah, it's a cool looking shiny. I like it. Now, I mean, as far as the shock drive goes, I don't really think there was one meta where Genesect with the Douse drive was kind of relevant, but I didn't see it used.
And it was still outclassed by Wormadam and Fortress.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard, man, because it's got a great typing, but you've got Escavalier, you've got Wormadam, you've got Caesar, you've got
Fortress.
You know, right there, four of the same typings that are much better than
and
that.
All four of them have better bulk, which is weird to say when you think about Scissor having zero bulk. It Genesect even glassier.
Yeah. Is it still as glossy in Ultra League?
I don't know. I don't think it would have any real play in Ultra League anyway, so
I saw it in Master League.
I did see one in Master. Don't think it wants to see a Ho-Ho.
No, not at all.
But that's like really the only thing it's got to worry about. Or Fire Punch Groudon.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, it has pretty good play against Zacian, too, because it gets to a steel move pretty quick.
Yeah. And you can, how fast does it get to that Douse Techno? Was it Techno Blast?
Actually, I don't even know. I think this person was running, was it X Scissors is the move and Magnet Bomb is the other one. So it wasn't running like one of the drive moves.
Let's see. So on PV Poke, it says to run Fury Cutter, X Scissor, and then whatever Techno Blast.
If 14 Fury Cutters to a Techno Blast, I mean, that's pretty quick.
Yeah. And that's a fast move, right? That's like what? 0.5.
yeah
so that gets up there pretty quick. So I mean, the Douse one could have some play against, I mean, it would give you a fighting chance if you got locked in against like a Groudon or something like that.
Yeah, and if it's running Magnet Bomb, that's a very low energy cost move overall comparatively. Mm-hmm. So I mean, even if you're running Magnet Bomb, Techno Blast, I could see it having play in Masters.
Yeah.
Because about that, I mean, by that point, it even gets up there. It gets up to 170 on the defense. I mean, that's a pretty good defense for level 40. And of course, I'm talking Masters Classic because Masters Open doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Open, the Burn and Douse are 44 and then 51. With the Burn, you get wins over Metagross, Mewtwo, Dialga, Togekiss, and Lugia. And then with the Douse, you get Mewtwo, Togekiss, Snorlax, Lugia, and Garchomp. You're still going to lose to your Giratinas. Gyarados eats it alive from what this battle rating is.
Not as bad as Dialga does.
No.
For the Douse drive, that is.
Yeah. Yeah. So... that's, I mean, who knows? Like we always say on every episode, you never know when, you know, a Pokemon's just one move away from being relevant. So, yep. So that's going to be on the 15th. There's no other info on any of the other raid bosses that are going on, as of today. So I'm sure the closer to the 15th. The closer, the more information we'll get.
I'm sure there'll be counters, so probably something fire, most likely.
Yeah. What is it still Aerodactyl? Is Aerodactyl still going to be the mega? Because I was going
to
say...
I think Aerodactyl's the mega till the end of the month.
Okay.
I have done exactly zero mega Aerodactyl raids.
Yeah. So, so, I mean, if you are, you know, a big raider or, you know, any type of raider, you use mega Charizard Y, is Y the fire one? Yeah. That one will probably be your best bet. Or Houndoom? No, because Houndoom will be weak to the bug.
No, it'd be neutral to the bug.
A neutral. Okay. So
yeah. Also Mega Charizard's just better overall. Yeah.
And it's awesome just to look at. So yeah. So then after that on the 16th, I think probably the most anticipated community day in quite a while.
At least 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. And I don't really count December because December is just like a big, you know, clump of all of them. But yeah. We've got Sfeel. Community day on the 16th. That one's 5 hours. Is it five?
That's
hours?
The 11 to 5.
Yep. And it's going to get powder. Walrin is going to get powder snow
and icicle spear.
We got full details yet? Just
nope. Just the blog says of spammy charge move.
So, what else does that thing have?
Earthquake. Does it have body slam? Blizzard, earthquake.
Blizzard, yeah.
Yeah.
And water pulse. Not that you should ever use water pulse if you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. But like we discussed when we had Caleb on the show, like this thing is, this is something if you're a PvP person, you need to be out.
Yeah.
If you don't have one already, like if you don't have one that you can evolve already, like this is one you need to be like out there.
It's probably the biggest bomb into the meta since Treviant.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's much more true for Ultra League than it will be for Great League.
Yeah.
Ultra and Master?
I think it's going to be big in Masters as well. I really do. Yeah. Because it's a viable ice that isn't Mammoth Swine. And true. Depending upon how spammy that actually is, that Icicle Spear is, it could have a lot of play in Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would resist. Yeah, it would resist like any fire Pokemon. Well, not resist, but it would be neutral against any fire Pokemon.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm looking at it right now in just an open Great League, and it's ranked 564. And after Saturday, it'll probably be what, top 20?
I know. I don't think it'll go that high in Great League. I think Great League is probably going to be 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it in Ultra League, right now in Ultra League, it's ranked 356. I could see it moving up into the top 20 there. It's going to displace Lapras is what it's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because some people have asked us to do this before. So for Great League, if you want a Great League Walrein, your rank one IVs, you're looking for a 0-12-15. So that is your rank one IVs for Walrein. And then for Ultra League, you've got a 0-15-15. And then Master League, I believe it's 15. It's a perfect, right?
Yeah, Master's always 15. A perfect.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if there's a functional perfect here. I haven't been able to do the research to see if there's a break point where you actually could get, you know, 15-14-15, like Dialga, for example.
Like a
and
Dialga,
it'd be functional.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, once we get that information, we'll let you guys know. So if you're looking, if that's what you're hunting for, those are your IVs, you know, at least your rank one IVs.
And it's such a good shiny.
It is. It really is.
This is just, if you're a shiny hunter, it's good. If you're a PvPer, it's good. If you're a raider, this could actually be a viable ice Pokemon in raids, possibly. Hmm. Like this, in my opinion, this is just an all around out of the park community day.
Yeah,
and you're on that XP grind, so it's 3x catch XP, just like the next thing we're going to talk about. Oh, speaking of, I know it'll be too late for our listeners, did you guys remember to pre-order your Johto ticket so you get your XP research?
I did.
Yeah. Sorry to our viewers that we forgot to remind you that last week, because today's the deadline. Whoops.
That wasn't my fault. Don't blame me.
Yeah, we're gonna blame you.
I'm excited to see, like, I want to see the matchup Walrein versus Lapras to see in how much better it is, at least in Ultra.
Because I think it all depends on the second move that they have, because if you have Skull Bash on Lapras, maybe you'll give her like an upper hand, but also Walrein has Earthquake, so it's just like depends, because I know some people have Ice Beam and Surf, and then if that's the case, just top left.
Yeah. Is Skull Bash better than Earthquake? I would assume Earthquake would be the better.
It depends upon the matchup.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I think I like Skull Bash better because it increases your defense. I'm pretty sure you get the Earthquake first, so I think the Walrein would still win.
Oh, with Powder Snow, you absolutely will get the Earthquake first.
Yeah. So even if it gets a buff on the defense, it will get it on like the second go around, not the first one.
Hmm. Yeah. What's really, if you're looking at PV Poke, the one negative they give Walrein right now is it's slow. By giving it these two moves, it completely removes this one negative attribute.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this is to kind of put in perspective to how bad Walrein is right now. Whale Lord in both Great League and Ultra League is ranked higher than Walrein.
Ooh, PvP Steve's gonna be mad at you.
And it's like, in Great League, it's like a 300. Like, Walrein comes in at 564, Whalerd is 255. Like, it's a big, big difference.
Like I said, I don't think the jump will be as big in Great League. I really think your big, big impact will be Ultra League here.
Yeah.
Great League has too many rock throwers.
This is true. This is true. And a lot of counter users. Well, I mean, there's a good amount of counter users in Ultra League, too.
There is, but there's not as many rock throwers.
Oh, this is true. You're going to see a lot of Machamps out there now.
And Great League doesn't have as many dragons versus Ultra has a ton of dragon, a ton of flyers and the flying charmers, things of that nature. Ultra just sets up better for Ice to do. It's the same reason Lapras is ranked so much higher in Ultra League versus Great League. Ice doesn't have as much play in Ultra or in Great as it does Ultra.
Yeah. So, yep. So that's Saturday. So make sure you get out there.
Sunday.
Send everybody out on a Saturday. And where the fuck are the wall? Where's Spiel? Fucking guy.
Just like he forgot to tell you about the pre-order date. I mean, come on. This guy just messing you.
He's just two in a row. Throwing you out.
So sorry. That's Sunday. And then the following week on a Saturday, that's, yes, 22nd is a Saturday, they are doing we kind of had a debate about this on a discussion, not a debate, on why we would do this. So it came out, I think, last week?
Yeah, I think it came out on Monday last week when we normally would have been recording, but we had already recorded.
Yes. So they're doing a thing called a Classic Community Day, and it's on January 22nd, and it's going to run from 2 to 5. So old school 3-hour Community Day time slot. And they're bringing back Bulbasaur, one of the few starters the first gen that hasn't had a second community day. Am I right?
Squirtle hasn't either.
Squirtle? No. So it's just Charmander that's had seven.
Yeah, something like that. Sounds about right.
I feel like it's like every year there's a Charmander community day. What's cool about this is obviously Bulbasaur, you evolve it into Venusaur and you're going to get Frenzy Plant. So for some of you newer players who missed it, who don't have a lot of elite TMs, or you have, you know, an elite TM, but you don't really want to use it, whatever, this is a good chance for you to get a Pokemon that is very relevant in both Great League and in Ultra League. I think probably one of the first like five Pokemon that I built for PvP, because I had it and it's good. It's not.
It does a lot of work.
Yeah. So you're going to get also 3x catch XP. So for all you people on your XP grind, I know Wildcat is on that. So
I am 2.5 million short of 46 still. I won't say I'm grinding because I don't use lucky eggs and I still don't send gifts.
Well, I mean, 3 hours with 3x, you could probably get what, half of that?
If I actually manually caught things, probably.
It's like, if I actually manually caught them, which is not going to happen.
So, like I said, when this came out, we kind of had a discussion amongst us three of why we kind of thought they were doing this. Now my reaction to it at first was they obviously know people are, we've got tournament, you know, we've got the big tournament coming up in April. They're pushing, GBL a lot more. Venusaur is something that is relevant in two of their major leagues. And you haven't really, unless you had it from Community Day or you've used an Elite TM, you really haven't had a chance to...
Kanto Tour last year, but that was a paid event.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. for free to play players, you haven't really had a chance to get this again. I think the last, because last this past December event and the year before that, that's when they stopped doing the everything, right? Because the year before, the 3 years ago, it was every community day that they had. So that's what I thought. I thought it was like them giving new players a shot at an older classic Pokemon that is very relevant, until Wildcat burst my optimistic view and my doing, saying, you know what, Niantic, good job. Good job. That's
Look,
good
for you. I agree that Pokemon Choice is for the returning players. It's a relevant Pokemon. What struck me very awkwardly when I noticed was the timing of this event. What time did community days used to be, Astro?
Wasn't it one?
No, it was two to five.
2 to 5.
What time is this community day, Astro?
2 to 5.
Do you think they may be testing something?
After you brought it up to me, it made sense. Like, I looked at it, I was like, okay. But I will say this, in response, if they keep doing something like this with, like, the classic ones, minus Charmander, because I can't, as much as I love Charmander, like, I can't do another one, you know? But, you know, do a Squirtle one, and then, you know, some of the, like, the first, like, two generations, I'm okay with it.
If, as long as they don't, I would like them to do, almost do the two a month. Go ahead and let it be two different community days a month. Have the new one that's exciting for everyone, and a returner. And with that being said, I'm going to, if they do one next month, it's Larvitar.
True.
Why do you think it's Larvitar?
Johto Tour.
I mean, I feel like it could be a starter. I
feel like, 'cause starters, they're already featuring very heavily for the Johto Tour.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I think it's going to be Larvitar. And SmackDown has not been available at all in any form or fashion since the 2019 Community Day.
Yeah. So interesting. I think
if that's the case, I'm all for it. I fully support it. Now, please leave the community that is for everyone, the 11 to 5. I think the 6 hour time frame just makes accessibility for people to play that work different schedules so much greater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have the 2 to 5 just for like the extra one. I'm hoping that's what they're trying to do. If they're trying to do a second one, maybe they're just limiting it because, you know, it's a used, it's a previous community day, so they don't want to do it for 6 hours. So to me, it makes sense. It's just 3 hours. Yeah, so I'm hoping that's the case.
And if that's the case, I am all for it. I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. They're trying to kind of test things out and see. What really sucks is 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. I don't really have a chance to get out and play. My wife has to go to work at 6. I typically get her up 3:30. I have to have lunch ready so she, you know, has a chance to eat before she goes to work and things, because I'm a good husband. So 2 to 5 is it'll be incense and let the gotcha go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, with it being at that time, I think that's kind of why they're running classic, you know, whatever. From a business perspective, I think it would be a very bad business move to shorten your community days, because I'll let you know, I spend more money in a longer one than I will in a shorter one. Because I'm buying the research, because I'm a sucker and I always buy the 99 cent research, and I'll probably end up buying a box, and I'll buy the community day box, and then I'll probably end up buying another box of incubators if it's a half hat, you know, quarter hatch distance or whatever, you know, something along the lines, where if it's like 3 hours, probably not even going to need the resources for it as much as I would for 5. So I think they keep it. They do too. I mean, having two is just, it's just more money for them.
We say that, but I mean, they're actively evaluating removing the full damage for remote raids. And we know that specifically will just destroy their income source for them.
I think they do that, honestly, to get people to... It's kind of like that, the FOMO thing. Like, you're afraid they're going to take it away from you. So let me do as much of it as possible. I mean, because we know them. We know them well enough that they would do something dumb like cut their revenue stream in a, you know, by a quarter or whatever it is. But I guess it just depends on what's more important to them. So, yeah. All right. So that's pretty much it for in-game, right? There's nothing.
Nope, that's it.
Nothing else. Yep. All right. So then let's hop over.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Over to the GBL section.
Fight!
All right, so let's kind of bang through this. So we've got Great League and Sinnoh Cup going on right now, and that's running until
2 weeks from today. So two weeks from today. The 10th, so the 24th.
Okay. So came back today at 4 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Is it the same for everyone? Yeah? Okay. So 4 p.m. Eastern. What, Dino, have you been in Great League, or are you bouncing back, you know, between Open and Sinnoh?
So I sort of went back and forth. Well, I went to Sinnoh first just to give it a go. We banked the sets, so I had 6 sets for today. I did start out with Sinnoh. I decided to try it just because, as we discussed with Wildcat yesterday on stream, that it's gonna be usually when a new cup comes out, it's like the easiest time to climb. So I'm like, all right, let me try to give it a go, see how it goes. I decided to try Magnezone, Shadow Abomasnow, and Roserade, and I didn't figure this out till like the third set that I'm extremely weak to fire. But the good thing is that there isn't that much fire besides like a few Pokemon that I can think on top of my head. But first set, Infernape. I got a
gotta watch out for that Infernape.
Yeah, I'm like, didn't see any at all. I did get a 4-1, so I'm like, okay, I may stick to Sinnoh. Then I started like seeing my issue, and my issue was that Toxicroak lead was not good, so I had to stay in because I had 2 week to fighting with Obama Snow in the back as well. So I had to stick with Magnezone and hope they don't shield the Wild Charge, which it worked once out of three times, and I won that game. But I had a few flaws on the team. So I went 2-3, then 2-3 again. I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling this. Let me switch to open. And I went back to my Bastion team, Bastion, Toxicroak, Meganium. And then I got a 5-0. So 5-0, 3-2, and 3-2, I believe, with open in my last three sets. So I may just stick to that. And then I went to my alt account and I used it as well. And it went up 150 points all the way to 2450. So it's close to veteran. So I think I'm sticking to it. I know that by tomorrow, I think maybe if not tomorrow, the day after that, that the meta for Sinnoh Cup is going to settle. Right now it's like a wild west right now, and it's like crazy. I did see like crazy.
Even with it being the wild, wild west, it's only about 10 Pokemon deep.
Yeah.
It really isn't very deep.
I did see a bunch of the same Pokemon, maybe a few random ones. I'm like, oh, okay, I would have never thought about using this. Drapion is pretty good, I found. Pretty safe, a good safe switch for the most part. I didn't try any other Pokemons besides the ones I mentioned. So if I get bored, maybe I may try it out on my alt account with like a different lineup. And if I like it, I may go to Sinnoh, but for now, I'm going to stick with open. What about you, Wildcat?
So I fell pretty hard as part of Masters. We talked about that. And then I think I was all the way down at like 2160 something. When we were streaming on Sunday night, and Lyles put together a team, he had a 5-0 there. I had done a lot of playtesting for Sinnoh because, like Dino mentioned, day one is the day to climb in a new meta. So I settled on Gastrodon, Empoleon, Drifblim. That team is very dangerous in Sinnoh Cup. The number of times I've seen a Bastiodon lead that switched into a Frostlass has made me so happy, because all I do is switch into Empoleon and they're done. They top left about 60% of the time, or they try to throw one Shadow Ball thinking I'm not going to shield it, and then they top left. So, because if I shield once, I can nearly farm all the way down. Or better yet, I'll throw in Hydro Cannon. They don't shield at all. They let it go down. They bring in something like a Toxicroak, and then I switch into Drifloom, and they just have no answer. So that team is actually really well. The one problem that I've had is I've seen a Grottle team out there. Not Torterra, Grottle.
Huh.
And the only thing I can do in that situation is I switch over into Empoleon, because I don't want to catch a Bastiodon in the back. So I switch over to Empoleon and just throw Drill Pex as quick as I can and pray. That's the team.
How many Drill Pex are you able to throw before he goes down? Oh, nice. I didn't think he was going to survive.
You have to shield once, but you can burn both their shields that way. And then you bring in Drifloom. They may either will let it go down, or they'll switch lock themselves. And you just go back into Gastrodon and you can clean up from there. I never realized how bulky Gastrodon is. Like, it's on my draft board now. Put it that way. So
yeah, ban it.
Don't you dare. First round pick right there. After as frail as my last draft team has to be, I got to do something that has bulk. But I've climbed up to 2411. So I mean, you're talking, you know, in a day and a half here, in the last six sets, over a 200 point climb. And I technically have one more set that I can do tonight, but looking at our recording time, I'm getting to another set tonight. So I went ahead and banked it just to be safe for tomorrow.
We'll see.
So Astro, how we'll see. How has your GBL been going the last week?
Well, it's been pretty much non-existent. Occasional Master League here and there. And I really didn't change my team at all. I ran the same thing the whole time. I did make the switch that King Tom told me to do and switch Sylveon into lead over Togekiss, and that worked a lot better for me. But today, when I got home, I played, I think, like two sets. No, two and a half. I had a half a set I left over. And I was using the team that I was practicing with, which was Spiritomb, Toxicroak, and Licky Licky. And it does pretty well, especially with a lot of Frostlass and a lot of Drifblim and stuff like that out there. But even though Spiritomb has the same typing as Sableye, it's not nearly as bulky as Sableye. So when it gets hit by something, it gets hit by something.
You mean it doesn't like Waterfall?
It doesn't like anything. It doesn't matter if it's neutral, resist. It doesn't like it. It just does not like to get hit. But it is pretty, it's decently spammy. We did learn that Sucker Punch and Wing Attack are the same. So if you're used to using a Wing Attack, Skarmory Wing Attack, it's going to do the same thing. So you'll have that with Ominous Wind and Shadow Ball. And the Shadow Ball is only like maybe two Sucker Punches after an Ominous Wind. So you can catch a lot of people with an unshielded Shadow Ball, which is fun. It's always fun. I was playing around with that for a while. And then I was doing some open with my XL Volibee, and that was a ton of fun. It was so much fun throwing that out as a lead and just seeing how many times I can get hit with a charge move before I had to shield. And even after Brave Bird, it's still pretty bulky, which is impressive. It's pretty much just a miniature Mandibuzz with Brave Bird over Aerial Ace. And you don't have the option of Snarl because you don't want to use Faint Attack.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fun. It's like a little baby, like it has a Brave Bird. It's just insane.
Yeah, I actually thought about running Volby in the lead and then Mandibuzz in the back, since technically you could run them both.
That's just evil.
I just wouldn't know what a Bastiodon in the middle.
Yes,
that would just be annoying.
It wouldn't. I mean, a fighter would ruin that whole team because
not necessarily with you having a flying a fast attack with Bullaby. So
yeah,
I mean, but you could run the ABB with yeah. The Bastiodon and double Dark Flying in the back.
Would Machamp play? Machamp would be pretty good against that team though, because it can handle.
But how often do you see Machamp in Great League Open?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I mean, I rarely see it. Maybe it varies in Elo. I don't know.
Yeah,
but even then, I feel like you still won't see it.
Well, maybe I'll try it out and see how it goes. if anything, it'll be fun to use on the 14th. And you may say, why? What's the 14th? As 14th, I will be joining our friend Fish on a Heater for a live stream. So maybe I'll have that in a Sinnoh team kind of worked out by then.
See how you'll find Astro more in other streams than ours.
This no, is true. No. He doesn't like being new.
No. That's not true. I was not going to jump on a Master League stream. I just wasn't.
So in other words, he's hinting that he's going to be jumping in this month. Just saying.
Yeah. So do we want to talk a little bit about what we're wanting to do with Twitch more?
Go for it.
Yeah. So we were talking, you know, we mentioned at the top of the show that, you know, Astro put together some more layouts for us. So we now are able to stream with just one of us, all three of us, two of us, or even do a coaching session with some of our Patreons. So we're going to try to at least once a week, one of us stream at some point, and at least once a month, have all three of us on. With that being said, this coming Sunday, the 16th, we're going to have our first coaching session, and Mama Climbs is going to be joining us and running her sets on that evening with us. And I know I will be on for certain. I think Dino's planning on joining as well to offer her some coaching live.
Yeah.
And I'll be on just for comedic value.
You mean I'm going to have to update my layout again? God.
He can just be the voice. We don't have to see him.
I'll be like,
everyone will be much appreciative if we don't have to see him. That's probably true.
I'll be like just the shoutcaster, like the narrating voice behind everything. No one has to see me.
But yeah. So what we're saying is we really are going to try to invest in our Twitch a little bit more this year. It's something that we're taking time. All three of us, if you haven't noticed by audio quality and things, have tried to step it up a little bit. So you're going to see a little bit more of our faces and battles happening.
Yeah. We're trying to do a lot more this year.
This year.
He's going to say YouTube, y'all. Watch. He's going to say YouTube. Wait, what?
No.
I didn't want to say it.
Listen, I'm not going to talk about YouTube anymore because I don't have... I So we were supposed to... I text, you know, the person that I'm supposed to do this YouTube video with. We get teams together, and when it's time to record the thing, we record the battles, but for some reason, just the person who was supposed to do the shoutcasting or the explanation of the videos with me just disappeared on me.
Like, turned into a ghost. Wow. Yeah. What a guy. Like, so unreliable.
He you know what it was? He became a legend and was like, I don't need to do YouTube videos anymore.
Sounds about right.
No, he lost to you and didn't want anyone to actually see it happen.
No, that's probably more of it. That's more of it. I beat him. But see, that's the thing. I can beat you when it doesn't count, but when it counts, like So I find myself, like, even in GBL situations or like in factions, if I see someone like throwing at, you know, their avatar has a legend pose, like my mentality like completely switches. Like I get less confident going into it, and I could tell when I'm playing.
It's a great point that you bring up. I feel like a lot of people have that mentality, and especially like new players or even an average player. I know that if I'm doing matchmaking and I come across a streamer, I'll tell you right now that, you know, I'm not like calm. I'm like, oh shit, like I may be on a stream right now, and if I fuck up, there's gonna be hundreds of people seeing my fuck up. Yeah. So there is all that going through your mind, and like even for me, I still think of all that. I mean, I've gotten a lot better with that, but for the most part, I was in the same shoes as you. But the more you play, it's just like a matter of like how much knowledge you have and how much confidence you have in your game style.
I mean, I'll be honest, to this day, there's still some people I play, and I go in nervous. Every time I face Camo, I beat him. I think we split, you know, 500 against each other. I'm still nervous playing him because I know his skill is that high, and I have to be on point the entire time. When I play Dino, it's the same way. I know we both know each other's skill level, and we have to make the right plays at the right time. And it just tenses you up that little bit to where you make a mistake sometimes because you're just slightly tensed up.
Yeah. I mean, I did three practice battles with Dino for the Sinnoh, and I won one of the three. And that, to me, that was like I swept him. So I was happy with that.
We don't talk about those matches, Astro.
Those are the only ones I can talk about.
They're not supposed to know. That's why it's practice.
That's why we didn't have a YouTube video.
That's why it's called practice. Yeah.
I will say one of the things I have found myself doing, I don't look who I'm playing on GBL anymore. Because of what you were saying, Dino, where you, if I see a name that I think I know, and then I start to tense up, and I've got to the point, I don't even look at who I'm playing until the screen goes white to go into the match. Then I'll look down.
Yeah. There was actually a point where I came across, I actually played somebody, a streamer. He's, I don't know if you guys know him. Like, I think it's like Sassafras, something like that.
Yeah. I know.
He's not a huge streamer now that I know of. I never personally watched too much of his stuff, but I've seen his name pop up a couple times. And I faced him in Master League, and actually I think I was a bad lead, and I was like already like a little tense. I ended up winning. I went to his chat, and then he was just like kind of like trash talking, and like I just don't appreciate like that kind of stuff. But I just didn't say anything. I was gonna say GG's, but I just didn't want to go into like a negative like room.
Yeah. Did you guys see that Daniel's been really sick?
No, Daniel.
God, I can't say. You're gonna make me try to say his name.
Oh,
he's the one that streams in like a captain's uniform sometimes.
Yeah, I always. It's Daniel Z Knight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently, y'all keep him. He's been very sick for the last, I think, about a week and a half here. Oof. So if you wonder where his streams have been, that's why he's not been streaming as much. So just if you see him, yeah. give him a little thinking about you.
Yeah. He's a good dude. He does a lot for the community, especially here in Florida, up in Tampa. He's always doing.
Oh, he also is the one that uncovered the four Pokemon glitch. If you haven't seen that clip, it is one of the most hilarious things in the world. Where still have no clue what happened. His opponent had four Pokemon.
Hmm.
It was posted in the Discord. He posted it on Twitch and everything as well, and it was hilarious.
Hmm. That is, I will have to check that out. The only thing I've seen. Like, I know a lot of people were talking about lag today and stuff like that. The only thing I've seen, at least on my end, was this weird thing where I throw a charge move. It shows the Pokemon that I'm throwing the charge move at, and they either shield or switch out, but they don't get the damage. It's almost like the charge move didn't count.
So they're getting the damage, you just don't see the damage.
Well, when it came back in, it still had the same health when it went.
Did the Pokemon that switched in get the damage?
No. And that was, it's like I lost a charge move completely.
I have had that happen, but that's really strange. Oh, yeah. The big one that I had today that made me put my phone down. I had two matches where I had a Pokemon down before I could throw a fast move. And then the third match of that battle, that set, shield up. All the damage came through and the shield got taken away. And I'm like, okay, this is time. I'm getting really ragey. I need to put my phone down because we've talked about this before. When you get to those ragey points, if you walk away, you're less likely to make mistakes when you come back. Because what I ended up doing, I finished that set 1-4, came back a couple hours later. I'm on a 10-0 run currently.
There you go.
So just, I live by my own advice. I've told you before. Be willing to walk away.
Yeah. So speaking of walking away, let's walk away from GBL. Look at that. You like that? That's a nice transition there. obviously, by next episode, we'll have more to talk about because, you know, the meadows will settle out with Sinnoh and stuff like that. So
we'll know about the electric steel event.
Yeah.
Kanto Power Plant. That is it. Kanto Power Plant.
Yeah. So we'll see what's going on with that. So let's go ahead and get to our question and answer segment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's a good amount of questions. First one here we got from King Tom. It's thoughts on 1 Mega Energy per catch/trade/transfer. So examples, I catch 1 Snover, I get 1 Mega Snover Energy. I would still need to catch, trade, transfer 200 if I'm like a super free-to-play player just to get a Mega. I like that idea.
Love it. Can we get this man hired at Niantic? Let's go. King Tom.
Right?
Yeah. I think minus the gym system, and I feel like they've done better with giving you mega energy and like research things. Because they definitely have made it a lot more obtainable than it was when it first came out. I think my personal thing would be maybe not mega energy, but make XL a little more obtainable than mega.
I think what they did this season with the guaranteed XL from trading I think that has fixed the attainability of Excel. Now, you still have to go and trade. You still have to put, and it should be something you have to put some work into. So I don't disagree there. So I'm okay with the state of Excel right now. And I, you know me, I've not said that at all before. But with the trade benefit there, I got enough Excel for my Talonflame. I've got enough Excel for my Machamp now. I am nowhere close to Snover, but that was also because I was lazy during the Christmas event. But I could have been Excel complete for a Snover. That's not my own fault there at that point. So I think it's better. Mega Energy is the one place I don't like doing Mega Raids.
Yeah,
the rewards you get from them is not great,
and they're hard.
Yeah.
And you do have to have three to four people for most Mega Raids to take it down.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I did. I'm trying to think which one it was. I think maybe for Houndoom, on Pokegenie, and we didn't win even with the five. And I was just like, man, like if I can't win with five on this, like I'm not doing these. Like it's not something I'm going to spend 15 minutes trying to do so I can mega evolve something for 4 hours.
And maybe it's 8 hours now, but still
8 hours.
Maybe you can play both of these into one another. You get the mega energy, and when you mega evolve something, share types, you get the extra candy, but share types get a guaranteed XL candy as well. Now you're combining both your mega and your XL together and actually developing that replay loop. Because then I would go Mega Raid at that point. That gives me a reason to Mega Raid. Right now, there's no reason.
Yeah. If they gave me like a guaranteed X amount of XL candy on a Mega Raid, yeah. I would be doing raids a lot more if there was more guaranteed, like...
Well, I'm not even talking about guaranteed XL from the Mega Raid. I'm talking about once you Mega Evolve a Pokemon for that 8 hours, anything of the shared type... You get one XL candy during that 8 hour time period instead of one regular candy.
Okay. All right.
Now, as a PvP player, I'm enticed to go raid those to get the candy to mega evolve my Pokemon, which in any game, one of the big things from a game design perspective is what's the loop? What's the catch to keep you coming back and repeating an action? If you play main series, Pokemon Sword and Shield is really good with that. You go and do max raid battles, you get resources that you can then trade for money and or leveling up your Pokemon. Right now, Pokemon Go has a little of that leap. You go and catch things to power things up, to battle with them. But where does Mega fit in that little tiny loop we just talked about? It's kind of off to the side of its own. So if you tied it in with the XL system somehow, I think it gives a better gameplay loop.
Yeah. I mean, when they first came out, like I would do enough just to Mega Evolve it for the Dex entry. And I think I did that till Lopunny. And when Lopunny came out, I just was like, no, I'm good. And I don't think I've done a Mega Raid since.
I'll do them here and there with a free daily raid pass if I'm out and can get a group together if I have nothing else. But once again, I was talking with Fish's stream this morning with Lachlan about that. I don't get out and raid daily. I don't get out and play away from my house every single day. So that raid pass at most is once or twice a week. And if there's a legend, I'm going to take a legend over a mega typically.
Yeah. I think the only one that I would be like excited for is when Mega Swampert comes out. Steroid Swampert. So...
What about Mega Sableye?
Yeah, that one too. Just for the fun of it, just because it's so freaking funny.
That and I'll be excited for Mega T-Tar actually. And oh no, I got one that's gonna be more exciting than all that. Mega Mewtwo.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there's too many things.
Yeah, but Mewtwo. I mean, Mewtwo. Anything gets people.
So you get Mega Energy for Mewtwo. You have a chance to get a shiny Mewtwo, and you get 3 XL candies for Mewtwo. That's a mega raid that's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So good question. Good question. It's definitely something to think about, Niantic, if you're listening. I doubt it, but who knows? Next question comes from Matthew Breaker. Is anyone able to explain in simple terms what the new Datamined Go Battle League server communication changes mean for gameplay? Was this something that should have been incorporated from the start, or is this new tech/coding that can potentially fix the issues in battles? From what I read through, it sounded like they just kind of copied and pasted what they have in there now.
They're adding new libraries is what they're doing. So coding background here. So I read through a little bit of it and looked at kind of what they did. They've taken the old code that's some of the old 9.8 code is bad. Let's just put it where it's at. They are working on like many companies getting out of monolithic coding and moving over to more of a microservice based coding. So a lot of this code change that you see right now is just moving to that microservice based coding model. I'm boring so many people to death right now. How can I know? But it will allow them to make changes later that could impact it. Right now, you probably aren't going to see any difference in GBL. So if you're people that are trying to say this is causing the extra lag or X, Y, Z, no, it's not. This is A and B are not equal in this situation.
Yeah.
But it's a path for them to get to fixing things. The further they can get away from monolithic coding where they're just doing everything in a single code file and using giant old libraries into this microservice technology space where they can start to go and use their Google Cloud system a lot more efficiently is going to allow future improvement. And that's Wildcat's tech tips for a second.
Yeah. It'll also make it easier for them when we do have issues for them to be able to fix it without shutting down GBL for X amount of days or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we have another, what is it, Melmetal issue. Like, that's something that they could fix while GBL's still up and running. They didn't have, you know, they won't have to shut it down for, what, a week?
Yeah, I think it was a week when that happened. I assume half of our listeners or more's eyes did the exact same thing Dino's eyes did while we were talking about this and just went completely glassy-eyed.
He fell asleep.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I'm not answering this question.
Yeah. Well, then you can answer this one since you haven't answered any of the questions.
Which was only two.
Yeah, that's true. So this one comes from Who's Your Daddy? 13. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one, go.
You know what's funny? I have no idea who Barbara Walters is. So you gotta help me out. Give me a little back.
2020.
Newscaster.
Newscaster?
She's like a super old newscaster. Let me see.
I'm just gonna go ahead and then it seems like you said 2020, so something clearly happened there. So we're gonna
2020 the news program.
Oh, I thought you said something happened. I have no idea who it is, so I'm gonna kill her. And then
that I just should. That's Barbara Walters.
Oh, yeah, we're killing her. See, that's too. That's like a horrible. Like, you would not want to fuck either Oprah or her. And you're clearly marrying the wife, so so you're gonna. I guess I'm stuck with having to go fuck Oprah and then kill Barbara.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the same.
I'm not.
You're gonna do vice versa.
No, okay. I'm gonna screw my wife. I'm gonna marry Oprah and let her take care of me. I will be her sugar baby. That's fine.
You get a Stream Deck, and you get a Stream Deck.
Exactly.
And, Stream Deck.
And yeah, Barbara Walters has to go. Sorry, Barbara.
At least we're on the same page.
You're a great newscaster. You really are, but no.
We're talking about this. I want to make sure she's still around with us. She's still with us. Okay. She is.
If she wasn't, that's
I would feel really bad if she wasn't. I love those kind of questions. Those kind of questions you guys can keep putting. Put funny stuff like this in there all the time. I love it.
Also, all I have to say, Who's Your Daddy is Go Cats.
Knew something was going to happen in there somewhere. I was trying to get to the next question before.
I wasn't letting it happen. You know better.
Next question from Fish on a Heater. Which of your kids knows the most about Pokemon?
Not yet.
For me, I think Dino wins this one.
Yeah, but my kid like literally knows a lot of the typings and stuff like that. Oh. So I would say, yeah, he watches Pokemon like daily.
Yeah.
So I probably would say, I mean, I just don't know how much knowledge your kids know either. So
Well, Wildcat, how much?
My kid's 4. That should be enough to tell you how much my kid actually knows.
Listen.
Look, she likes the anime. She loves the anime. And she loves acting out the anime. Like, she loves acting like she's throwing a Pokeball. Go Pikachu, use Volt Tackle. That's her favorite thing to yell. That's about the extent of her Pokemon knowledge. She knows a lot of their names, like just from watching me and things of that nature, but she's learning. I'm slowly molding her into a Pokemon super fan.
Yeah. I would say if I had to pick one of my kids to go against Dino's, it would probably be my 7-year-old. Minus the fact that for some reason, no matter how many times, he refuses to not think that Milotic is a legendary Pokemon. I don't know why he thinks it is.
It's very, I don't even know how to put it. Like,
are you trying to say Milotic?
Is that what it is?
I'm not Milotic? Certain what you're
Milotic? Milotic?
Are you talking about the giant snake fish thing?
Dino knew what I was talking about, so.
Milotic. You know. Okay, for the viewers, Milotic? He's talking about Milotic.
Okay, that, yes. For some reason, he thinks that's a legendary Pokemon. And no matter how many times I tell him it's not, he always thinks it's a legendary. I don't know. But he probably knows GBL and PvP better than he knows, like, what's a legendary versus what's this and stuff like that. I think he knows his typings almost as well as I do, which isn't great. But for him, that's amazing. For me, yeah. it's a take, but he's got it. Like he's got, you know, he'll be like, "Daddy, they used a Mewtwo, so I used, you know, whatever dark Pokemon he had or something, you know, or Ghost or his Gengar. He loves using Gengar. So he said, oh, I used Gengar and beat this guy. He was using Mewtwo and this." And I was like, oh, good job. Like,
nice.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I would say him. So I don't know. Maybe one day we'll get like we'll put like one of those like mass singer things. So like we don't have the kids' faces. And then let them do like a Pokemon Factor Crap kids edition. See who wins there, huh?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. So next question comes from Mama Climbs. What features, Pokemon, etc., in the Legend Arceus game are you most excited about? I'm gonna leave this one for Wildcat because I haven't done enough research into the game and looked at enough besides what you've shown us. I haven't really done much more of that.
I think just the entire fresh take and different style of the game. With that being said, I still like normal fashion mainline Pokemon games. Sword and Shield was amazing to me, but to see them completely step out of their comfort zone and try this more action adventure RPG style, kind of very similar to Monster Hunter, makes me excited, because that tells me Game Freak is willing to take a chance with this IP they've had for 25 years. So I think just in general, the overall game style here and the graphics. Oh, the graphics is so pretty. I don't want to say Breath of the Wild, but it's Breath of the Wild.
It's almost as pretty. I think it's like right on par with Breath of the Wild. And that's what I was going to say. If it has that feel, because, I mean, I love Zelda. Like, I've played all the Zelda games. I'll still go on the Nintendo Online and play the original, you know, Zelda from the NES. But Breath of the Wild, I haven't played the newest one that came out on Switch. But
are you talking about Hyrule Warriors?
No. Is it the second part for Breath of the Wild?
No, it hasn't came out yet. That's still in development. Hyrule Warriors was the most recent Zelda game, and don't waste your money.
No. This is probably the first one, Ocarina of Time, and then Breath of the Wild. Like, Breath of the Wild is probably my favorite one since, for a while.
And just so people know, I won't let Astro mislead you here. This is not a true open world Pokemon game. each of the different areas will be zoned off. So, for example, when you're out in the plains, you can't go directly from the plains to the snow peaks. There'll be a loading screen between those things. So it's very similar to Monster Hunter, where you go into a general area and you have a very large area you can explore, but there's multiple large areas that's sectioned off from one another.
Yeah. Yeah.
So close to Breath of the Wild, but not quite there yet, which is fine. I think this is still a huge, I mean, look at Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl. Yes, Game Freak didn't make it, but just take a look at it and then take a look at Legends Arceus.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll probably talk about it more when it comes out. Next question from Reyes683 writes, something about a fake football champion, shrugs.
I don't know what he's talking about. It's something about he won a championship or something. I don't know.
He won?
Won what?
The fantasy?
No.
Did he win the fantasy?
Yeah, he won the fantasy. He
He
season long, actually. So
he did.
Congratulations, you did good.
Congratulations. Got it. There we go. next question from Bugs Math. Would a feature in game that keeps track of battles sets started that day be useful to anyone else? I mean, it'd be useful to me because I always forget what my sets are like, but I don't know.
I always write it down, so to me it's like it's no different.
It would be a nice to have. I think it would be a quality of life, but I think there's other quality of life updates I'd prefer to have more.
Yeah. I like statistics in my games. Even like when you play Smash Brothers and you could see how many times you did this or you did that. Like I like seeing those kind of things, like at the end of a battle, like how much, like on PV Poke, when you use the sandbox, like battle, it tells you how much energy you used, how much you stored up, how much you lost, like things like that. I would like to see that in GBL in between matches, is kind of like a rundown of what I did versus, you know, what they did.
Speaking of statistics, you know what quality of life improvement I would prefer to have over it tracking my GBL statistics? It telling me what the egg odds are for each individual Pokemon.
Before you spend all your time hatching eggs and for nothing? Yeah. next question comes from Tyler DS86, writes, is there any reason that GBL can have, why GBL can't have a 1500 CP cap league going on all the time? I understand that they would have to change the meta quite a bit to keep it interesting, but it would give people like me, who don't have a single Master League Pokemon built, the ability to play while I work on building them. I mean, Sylph was given enough metas that they could probably just rehash some of them and put their own spin on it that they could.
This was the first time they did something like this where we didn't have like a great league paired or running long
or
enough
even little
throughout. Yeah, like they didn't have, like they did have Holiday Cup a week or 5 days while Master League started, but then the next week and a half it was just Master League and people were stuck not doing anything. And I get it, but this was like the first time I think it happened in a while. And like we mentioned, or at least I mentioned earlier, I know that I'm gonna try to at least prepare a little bit better just in case this happens again, because it seems like, you know, clearly it happened once, so it can happen again. So just to be prepared next time, you have a whole season basically to prepare for it.
I think they're specifically trying to encourage people to play other leagues other than Great League. I think it's very purposeful what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Because this just kind of ran through my head while we were talking about it. What if at the beginning of every month they had a month-long cup like Sylph does, but within that month you're still having your rotation of Great League, Ultra League, Master League, all that. So there's a permanent cup that you always have that option throughout the whole month, And then you still have your regular rotations of Great League, Ultra League, Master League that you can play when you get bored of the month-long cup that's running.
I support that.
Because, I mean, we get bored with... we get even bored with Great League if it goes on too long. Like, we're ready, like, okay, we've done this for, you know, whatever, I'm ready for Ultra League, or I'm ready for something different to change it up. That's why a lot of us do Sylph. So it spices up. It's not so the same, you know, meta with GBL and stuff like that. This would just make basically putting Sylph in GBL all in one app. So you don't have to do like two different things.
And I think it would be a good proving ground for, as they develop out Pokemon Plays more, to show that Niantic and Pokemon Plays can develop more crisp metas. Because one of the problems I've always had with things like Holiday Cup, Flying Cup, et cetera, their metas are close to being good, but because they don't ban anything, it becomes overran by one or two single Pokemon. So I think having something like that, it would give them a chance to kind of hone that skill building of how do I build a very good tight meta?
Yeah. So, that's a good question. I like that. Next question comes from Gravy. What is your favorite Pokemon adjacent property? Favorite digital monster, Beyblade, or dual monster from it? So Wildcat, do you have one?
I used to be into Yu-Gi-Oh, but not really anymore. Like, that's the closest, yeah. I would think.
Probably Yu-Gi-Oh, if I had to be something, like, close to it. I mean, Digimon was, like, I kind of liked it, but not too much compared to, like, it was, like, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, then Digimon. If we're talking about that, I don't think Dragon Ball Z counts as anything related to this, right? So
no, that's in my opinion, that's true anime.
Yeah, so I can't, no. So, yeah, I would say Yu-Gi-Oh. It would be the next one. I did play the cards as well, so.
Did you ever do Magic the Gathering?
No. No, I had no interest at all.
Okay.
Mine would be, and this is recent, just because my 7-year-old is like super into this, and he asked for a bunch of the toys and stuff like that for birthdays and Christmas and stuff, and I'm looking at them, and they're actually really cool. It's like probably like my favorite thing to buy them because I enjoy looking at them. And I found out that there's actually a Nintendo Switch game and I think a Netflix show. It's Bakugan.
Bakugan. Yeah, I've heard of it. The game looks really boring.
Yeah, I don't know about the game. He started watching I guess it's an anime. It would be considered an anime. It's not bad. It's like a card toy type game, kind of like, I guess, what Beyblades are. But I think the character, like the little things that it's like this ball, and the card has, there's like a magnet in the toy and then like a magnet on the card, and you drop the ball onto your card and it pops open into like whatever monster it's supposed to be. Like, it's cool. I like it. Even it was funny. Even my wife the other day was like, man, these are really cool looking. I was like, yeah. So that would be mine. And wow, that's it.
How is it almost 2 hours?
something. It's only going to be an hour show today, Dino. Yeah. Something.
We talked about
you guys Walters, just know how to quote. Yeah.
We spent 10 minutes trying to show Dino what Barbara Walters was.
Yeah, who's that?
And another 10 on Bob Saget.
Yeah, and Bob Saget. Yeah. Hey,
rest in peace.
That was worth it. Okay. Yeah, so that's a show. Wow. Good job, guys. All right. So let's see. We've got Coach's Corner stream on Sunday the 16th. So that is this coming Sunday. So get your community day done and then come chill out later that night with us and Mama Climbs.
And if you're one of our other Coach's Corner Patreon supporters, hit us up in the Discord if you want to get on and do a live session. We will get it scheduled.
Yeah. And don't feel embarrassed. I mean, if I get on there and live stream, you guys are probably better than I am.
Y'all, yeah. I did a master's live stream, and until Lyles helped me out, I was what? 1-4, 2-3, 1-4?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's don't be afraid. And that's what it's here for. And like we've always said and we've always preached, we're not gonna, we'll joke around with you, but in all seriousness, we're here to help you out. We're here to do, make you better, and this is all part of it. And sometimes there's things that we'll overlook. So, if you're streaming and we've got people watching it too, and we miss something and they catch it, that's, better for you. So that will be Sunday. And then Friday before that, I will be on stream with Fish on a Heater. And we'll see. Maybe I'll have my Manda Buzz Volby Great League team put together. Dino just looked like he was gonna vomit.
I just feel bad for your opponents. Jesus.
It's gonna be boring matches because it's slow, all of it.
Yeah.
So unless I get hit with the fairy.
And I was gonna say, what you just need to do, Mantibuzz, Volby, Umbreon.
Triple Dark.
Or if you don't want to go Triple Dark, Deoxys Defense. Or, oh wait, I can make it better. Do you have an XL Licky Tongue? Or an XL Wobbuffet?
Oh, I do have an XL
Wobbuffet. Dio's getting up and leaving. He's done with me.
Stop giving this man
I'll time people. I'll time people out. They'll just get timed out. Or I'll throw up Volby, then I'll switch into Wobbuffet. And then when that switch time, we're going to Mandibuzz, and then they'll just stop left because they don't have time to sit around and do the battle anymore.
I don't know if that's worse. I don't know if this is better or worse than the Chansey Licky Tongue XL team that I seen a little while ago.
I just created the new meme team Mondays.
I don't like what we've done. What have I done?
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Let's see. I may have, who knows? Who knows what I'll come up with by Friday? But whatever it is, I'll make sure I run it by Dino Wildcat. Make sure it's actually a functional demon. I don't look like a complete imbecile. There's that. And then we're going to do our best to get a schedule for our streaming. But until that point, just watch Twitter and Discord. Discord will obviously get the notification before everybody else if we're streaming that day or that week or whatever it is. So with that in mind, before we wrap everything up, big thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, and it'll gain you access to our Discord, and the link will be in the show notes as always. Special thank you to our Coach's Corner supporters, JD Mojo Jojo, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friends 673, Eastwood, Mama Klein, Schwartz, and Mosh Pit 37. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Fives, King Tom, and Matthew Breaker. And do we have a new one? Or is that just a typo that's in there?
I think that was a typo.
A typo? Okay. Just making sure I didn't want somebody to get overlooked. Our Discord admins, Reyes 683, Siegel, and Miami Doc. You can follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. Our Twitch is twitch.tv/BTWPVP. You can email the show at info@BTWPVP.com. If you want to email Wildcat directly, it's wildcatdad17@BTWPVP.com. If you want to email Dino, it's DinoMagico@BTWP.com. And then I run the info. So if you, for some reason, want to talk to me, you can email me there. So all that stuff, links to the merch store, Patreon, our friends over at Palatown PvP will all be in the show notes. And I didn't miss anything. Did I? I got everything?
No, I think you got everything, yeah.
It's, yeah, okay. It's been a while. It seems weird like saying it's been a while, but because we recorded on Saturday.
It feels like we took a vacation. It really does.
It does. It does. It felt like it was a long time. So, all right. Well, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm Daniel Mexico.
I'm WildcatDad17. And until next time, good luck and get good. Get up at like 4 and 5 a.m. all the time, Astro. This is killing me.
Just on Mondays. It's just on Monday that I do that. But it's pretty tough. Like right now, it's getting tough.
Oh, God.
It's almost as tough as looking at all these Barbara Walter pictures. That
I Why do you still have that yet. Up? Why?
Because it was on my screen. I don't know why. Like, people are going to... someone sees my search history, they're gonna be like, what the fuck is that?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.